Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, my delegation would like to commend you for the way in which you've led the work of this second preparatory committee, and thank you for the preparation of your summary, your factual summary. My delegation notes that many of the discussions that we've had over the last 2 weeks of intense work are not factually represented in the text we've received. Therefore, we would like to make a couple of observations which we feel we need to make to appropriately reflect what was said in this room. First of all, paragraph 16 refers to the so-called welcome states in this room made, and I'd like to paraphrase, and I quote, the significant reduction of nuclear weapons, end of quote, by nuclear weapon states. On the contrary, our understanding, rather, is that the feeling prevailing in the room was the concern at the number of nuclear weapons that existed in the world and the state of alert in the world and the modernization programs and the increase of the numbers of nuclear weapons and the arsenals of nuclear weapons. Further, a great number of the delegations have stressed the sense of urgency to make progress in nuclear disarmament and to ensure that nuclear weapon states abide by their obligations under Article 6 of the NPT, including also the 2000 steps and the 2010 plan of action. This point is not properly reflected in your factual summary, sir. It's discouraging also to find that the report touches upon, but not enough depth on the deterrence doctrine of nuclear weapon states and their allies. It's not sufficiently developed, but yet we talked about it at length. We're concerned about the reference to the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons is minimized in the report and does not reflect what a great number of delegations talked about with regards to this legal standard in the strengthening and enhancing of Article 6 of the NPT as the sole multilateral instrument adopted the last 2 decades with regards to non-proliferation. With regards to the symmetry now that we heard in the room on the valuing of the importance of the NPT, I'd say the TPNW, the great majority of states have supported the prohibition of nuclear weapons, therefore the support of the TPNW on the basis of the humanitarian consequences of the use of nuclear weapons and in the detriment of the 2030 development agenda and the international peace and security objectives we have adopted. Mr. Chairman, in the light of the 50th anniversary of the NPT in the Review Conference of 2020, as a conclusion of this meeting of the PrepCom, we would like to use this opportunity to look to the future and make a number of comments. We have an obligation to be innovative in our approach and to insert into the NPT for the new generations, new standards on non-proliferation and how this works in practice. We need to take the NPT out of its deadlock and ensure that it meets all of the obligations that all states have undertaken. 50 years after it entered, after it's been working, the dynamic has come to a standstill. We need to adopt our work to adapt it to today's multilateralism. In this respect, we have a number of measures we can adopt, which need to bring on board new discussion.